Blog Talk Radio.
Well, people. So the internet isn't working? And if the internet's not working, that's okay. We are ready, Freddy, guys.
Ready.
Yep. Yeah. We're not ready, Freddy, says it ain't on. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You stop. We'll do.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Yes, music.
I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want, so I'll take it on. I've made mistakes, but mistakes make you strong. Let's break it down for a minute. I want the crown, I'm gon' get it. You hear me?
Thank you.
Yes, we were muted the whole time.
So, you want me to repeat that?
Yeah, we were muted the whole time. That's great.
Oh, okay, great.
Good, no problem.
So, what I said was, you like one-night stands and casual hookups.
I do not like one-night stands. Wait, I didn't even catch that. Did you just say I was a hooker? What? Did you just say I was a bot?
You don't want romance. You want one-night stands and hookups.
You know,
no, but seriously, people, that's what it's saying. It's saying that, you know, the generations now really are doing away with romance. It's more about, let's hook up. I guess that's what Tinder is all about, huh? Is it Tinder?
How would you know?
Does that stand for Tinder?
Please say how would you know so I can throw you right under the bus.
I heard about it.
Lies. Guys, we will, you got to take a quick, they didn't hear none of that what we said. That's.
But they did on Facebook.
That's all we got. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with our special guest, TJ,
yes.
The author
Can't
of A Queen
wait.
Guide to Dating the Christian Man. We, what I was saying was we'll be back to discuss the untimely death of romance. You are home with Connected City. Do you have books for us?
Yes, I do. I have a book for you.
Right. Ooh, that's, see, I belong in this chair.
Get the book.
Love it. Ooh, love it.
Right. Love it.
Maybe I'll believe in romance after I read the book. So you were in the audience for a little bit of time to listen to what we were speaking about. Do you have anything to say about our different views and what you've heard about romance being dead?
I do, and what's ironic is my first chapter is called God's Not Dead, Neither is Chivalry.
Oh.
So chivalry
okay.
is not dead.
Right, okay.
In that chapter, I kind of talk about how we as women, we don't demand it anymore. I think that's what changed. We're independent. I can do it on my own. So we stop really somewhere between not feeling like we deserve it and deserve to be treated a certain way to stop demanding it. We don't really set that expectation when we're dating and when we're dealing with someone. We kind of just step up. I can get the door for myself. I'll carry the bags. I have it on my own. So we kind of take that away from a man and allowing them to be able to do that for us.
Yeah, I don't take that away. Carry the bags, please. Open my door. I will wait sometimes before you open up my door.
And
it is
a
younger
way. Happens.
No, it happens.
So then you go ahead and
it happens. My door is open. But, you know, what I heard was is that a lot of men say, and even my young son said, the women don't say thank you. I break my neck to say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're just not doing it because they're like, it's just no thank you from us.
I can understand that, but I also know that some men are lazy too. That was my third point. Some men just don't feel like they even have to do it anymore. So those were my three points. One, we don't feel like we deserve it. Two, we really don't allow a man to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the third point is some men have just become lazy and not feeling like they need to do it. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's dead. I think we just need to
change our
perspective.
Okay.
I know for me, I was that independent woman. So it was
mm-hmm.
like, I'm feeding you to the door. I wasn't the one stepping back. But it was a male friend of mine who actually was the one that told me that, hey, don't touch that door.
Mm-hmm.
You stand there and you wait for the man to open the door for you. So I've learned certain things from male friends in my life who actually still believe in chivalry and know that it's not dead. But it's also teaching their women friends that this is what we need to do as women. So that was a thing that I learned.
So is that something we need to make sure we teach our children?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, and I even said that in the book as well, starting out having our sons do that for their sisters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hold the door, open the door, having our sons do it for us, and I think it starts at home, and that's where the chivalry will continue into manhood, adulthood.
Yeah,
I love it. So we have, JD's going to just read a small section on marriage, but before she does that, do you think that marriage is on the decline? And if so, like, why is your focus specifically on Christian men? It's a two-part.
Okay. Do you want her to read first?
It's going to contradict what you probably say.
Okay.
I'd love to hear your answer.
Yeah, go ahead and give your answer first, and then I'll read it.
So I chose dating a Christian way because I'm a Christian woman, and so I'm desiring a Christian man. So for me, I want to date the Christian way, the godly way, which the Bible gives us principles when it comes to dating. And I think that I personally believe if I follow those principles, then I will be able to prepare myself and be ready for the man that God has for me. I'm coming from a place of where I am in my dating life and my relationship and what I'm looking for. I've been married twice. I'm single now, divorced after my second marriage. And I still believe in love. I still believe in romance. I'm not that bitter person, that bitter woman who feels like no man can be trusted and all men are this and that. I do think that if I follow my God, the principles that God has laid out for me, then he will give me the man that he has for me.
Are you calling me bitter? I heard you.
I'm not saying you're bitter, but I'm just saying
I'm not bitter.
I was bitter at a point. It took, you know, a while. I had to go through a process. I've been, you know, by myself since for 3 years, for a little going into 4 years now. And I had to take some time. God really pulled everything away from me where it was just more really one-on-one. And I had to go through that healing process. I had to learn myself what I want, what I don't want, what I need. And really establish that relationship with him. So I needed that time to be able to do that so that I can fully be prepared for the one he has for me.
And I think that's why I felt that you were a good fit for the event coming up this Saturday, because of that and what you just said, that I think a lot of us need to take time and go back to the basics, mm-hmm. you know. So, but anyway, you ready for me?
I am. Yeah, I was going to say something, but I didn't.
So look, guys, marriage has been on such a decline that even couples have really fallen in love. They don't bother getting married just since they know that the chance of a breakup is probably high, for real. It's so high that nobody wants to even risk getting married. They don't want to risk the divorce. They don't want to risk the legal mess that comes behind it, the expenses and everything. And I truly understand that.
I think you understand that.
Many younger people today under 30 and even more middle-aged people than before no longer can stand the idea of being with just one person. I just was looking at a program that was talking about that, and that's a whole other subject. I was going to actually say we might need to do that show too, but we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
People just right now feel like monogamy is just not a human thing. It's not human nature to be monogamous.
Yes, we have.
So
okay.
Basically, I guess that's what you're saying here. So basically, the picture is that people feel that a variety is the spice of life. You know, you have more fun with more than one person. Like, one person gets boring. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
And you said I'll take one. Jesus.
I don't think
Jesus,
I'm boring.
Jesus, my Christmas. Can you imagine me being boring though? Jesus, my Christmas. I just want one. Just one. I'm too old for more than one. Two
it's
would be
too
nice.
Much. Too many parts.
We're going to have to do a whole show on extreme love, and that's going to knock it all out the box.
So they truly believe that marriage was such a wonderful blessing. There still are some people left today that feel that way about marriage, but it is a lot fewer people now in the 21st century than in the pre-1960s. Mm-hmm. There are even fewer people today than one generation ago in the 80s and the 90s. So a lot of people are losing faith in marriage. I think that's basically what this is saying. They just are.
What do you think?
I mean, I think it's true in a certain capacity, but you have to look at what marriage is, what we're seeing. Like, look at what we're watching on TV. We're watching dating shows that show that it's okay to have 20 people. And I'm not, I mean, to each his own, but again, I follow godly principles. So for me, I don't want to date 20 men at one time. That's not, how am I going to get really to focus on one person and get to know one person if I'm, this person is doing one thing for me, this person is doing another thing I like. In real life, not one person, I mean, you're going to have one person and not going to have everything. So going here, and there, trying to get it, it's really,
you can't
do it. And I was that person that as soon as one person did something wrong, I was dropping them like I had. But I had to learn that one person is not going to have everything. So I have to pick and choose what I'm willing to deal with because everybody's going to come with something.
Mm-hmm.
So dropping this person, dropping that person, going from this person, you're still going to find something wrong in every single person you choose to date. You just kind of have to choose what you're willing to deal with. But I don't think we see healthy, positive marriages anymore. I think that we need to take more time in really having those conversations, training, teaching, showing people what real marriage, happy, successful marriages look like because we don't see that. We want to scroll up and see who marriage is failing and who's cheating and who's getting this and that in a marriage. We're not really paying attention to the happy, successful, and not perfect marriage because marriage is not perfect. It's just work. But we need to hear the stories of the ones who put in the work, and now they've gotten over the hump, and they're able to live there happily ever after, whatever that means for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not seeing that, and I think we need to see more of that in order to pull those people who really don't think that marriage can be successful. Being with one person is a great thing. We need to show them that that is possible.
You know,
good point.
But I believe that they are starting to do that because we just had, his name escapes me right now, we just had him on the show. He was on Extreme, the Barnett.
Barnett, yeah.
And Oprah, we friend, like, not really, not the point. And she has Black Love.
Yeah.
It is such an amazing show. Have you checked that out?
Yes, I did.
And we see the Will and Jada and the Barack and the Michelle, and people want to down Will and Jada. I've been trying to help you out. but those are the positive role models, and my parents are still married. So I do see all the riffraff, my mother says, on TV, and I see that, but they're a little romantic also.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't. I still think it's dead, but JD doesn't, you don't. I'm outvoted.
But even though you think romance is dead, it doesn't have to mean that marriage is dead. Because you can always revamp the romantic part of your relationship,
right?
But not break up the marriage.
Right, but what do you do for those people who fall in love early? There's so many people that have been married once or twice. Like for me, if I was married twice, it would be a red flag is what I was told. But I haven't, I'm just saying. So then what do you do about that? After that, you don't want to be married.
Right.
So I will go to break, but and this is going to be weird, but I was watching Young and the Restless, right? So Victor Newman, his daughter said, no, but it's just so funny because that's what people are doing now. She said, hey, Dad, you know, blah, 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 ask me to marry Arturo. That's how they said Arturo. Ask me to marry him. And he's like, oh, okay, for real. Got you. Went right to his briefcase and a prenup. I wow. Because that's what people do. Like, would you get a prenup? We can go to break on that, ain't it? Go on. Right under the bus you go.
I have nothing to prenup. Don't think you're going to get in touch with me. I have nothing to prenup.
I don't want people to get the dogs and my stamp collection.
You have the dogs.
I'm a
child. I'm tired of feeding them.
Oh my gosh, guys. We'll be right back with Millie's Moments and JD's Thoughts. You are on with Connecticut City. Did you say they can have my dogs? Wow. And hey. Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
And I am the real J.B. Jones, the co-host with the most.
See, you know what? That's just a little too long of an
intro.
And
we have our special guest here, and she is the queen's guide to dating the Christian way.
Yes.
The queen's guide. T.J. Woodard. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah,
I
want
to make sure I'm always saying it correctly. We're so happy to have her here this evening.
So happy to have her. So we're going to get to my favorite topic. Well, one of them is Millie's Moments. And, JB, I'm having a moment.
And always.
Oh.
What is it tonight?
You trying to say I'm complaining all the time. That's how you do it?
Oh.
Wow. Oh. I've got a question. You know, I always got questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Is Valentine's Day, which is this Thursday, by the way,
mm-hmm.
is it overrated? That's my question.
You're
going to
put you on the spot.
That's such an interesting question. So at my office, we put some Valentine's Day decorations around.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that's come in that office almost is like, oh, Valentine's Day, bah humbug. Why do you have to put Valentine's Day? I mean, that's really how they've been. And they're like, why do you got to put this stuff out? Oh, Valentine's Day is this, is that. I don't believe in Valentine's Day. And I was listening to, I think it was the 104.1 this morning, and they were talking about it. And they were saying how, which was a very interesting perspective, why can you not just have one day? You know, yes, we're supposed to show love every day, naturally, yes. But it's, and I think I was reading this maybe on Facebook, but it's no different from Mother's Day. It's no different from Father's Day. You celebrate your mother, you celebrate your father, you celebrate your children, you celebrate birthdays and all the other holidays every day that you're supposed to show love. Why does Valentine's Day have to be any different? Now, I don't think that if you're not doing it all year round that this is supposed to be the only day that you should do it, but I think it's just another day, and it doesn't have to necessarily just be with your significant other. Show your children love. Show your friends love. Show somebody. I did a in a magazine, I wrote an article about different ways for Valentine's Day, and show love to somebody. You have widows, people that have lost people, family members. This day is not a good day. Show them love. You don't have to just go out and spend money, buy flowers, go to restaurants, but you can express love in a different way and still celebrate Valentine's Day without it being so commercial.
Yes.
JV, you agree with that?
I do. I really do. And I think I could take it a step further and say, let's expound on the fact that we just, like she said, we don't show enough love, period. And I'm getting ready to get political. But all the way to the White House. It's just so much hatred all over everywhere, you know, in the politics, you know, the Republicans hating the Democrats. And, you know, the bottom line, we're all American. We got to love each other. We need more love in this world. And let's start February the 14th, okay? And let's just keep it. How about that?
Well, do you have a, because, you know, I love to throw you under the bus, which is my favorite place. Do you have a Valentine's this year? Was it the person you told me about in the car?
Yeah.
That's your Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two Valentines.
Mm-hmm.
You want to trade?
Mm-hmm.
I can go where you're going, and you can.
No. You know, you're going to have a great one because you got what you wanted, and that was to be the best Nana ever. And so you get a chance to show how.
I have two 8-month-olds. They're men.
By them.
So we're going to have nice,
like two weeks apart.
See, I thought I would do a nice dinner for them and all that. And you
know,
y'all
going to have mashed up apples.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. See how you do me? We are, but that's not the point. I'm making salmon and all that.
They eating good.
Oh, I'm going to do it, but I'm just going to put it in the blender for them. And so are you going to tell, you don't know yet who your Valentine's Day, you know, it's not solidified.
Is it a secret?
Don't worry about it. This is for me to know and you to find out.
I can't get the initials at all?
Yeah, no,
I can't. Okay. You know what? That's fine.
All I got to say is, if someone loves me and appreciates me, they will be showing it on the 14th.
I know that's right.
That is not where I was going with that. But okay.
Okay,
but that's good.
And the blue. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You know, you ain't got to go there. And shout out to the DAC. So, JB, and you know, our second favorite part of the show, at the end of the day, can you just give us your, JB's thoughts, your collective on this whole romance? Because we don't have a lot
after
of time. It's JB's thoughts.
Yeah, but did you?
I'm done.
Oh, you finished?
I think that.
You really think romance is dead?
I don't, but it's just, I'm exhausted. I talked to someone the other day. I was like, I'm exhausted. I keep myself busy so I don't have to worry about dating. I'm just exhausted. And he was like, girl, I'm exhausted as well. We're just exhausted. I'm older now, so why do I have all but the time?
So does that mean romance is dead?
You know, buy me a puppy. That's romantic, but that's just me.
You already have.
I like puppies.
Okay, good.
I don't think she thinks romantic.
I think she's just tired.
And so if the right one comes and romance the stone,
yep.
The stone is going to like.
Oh, you went old school with the romance. I watched that movie. How old did that make us?
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Well, one thing I do agree, I've had Valentine's, but every year it was a tradition that I did take my children out.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, they got more expensive,
and
not the
they
point.
Their own romance.
And so I just wanted them to know how one to treat and or how, you know, maybe they would be treated. My kids are expensive.
I'm sure.
My daughter's ordering a crab cake. I had to set aside about $300. And so we do something every year, and so we will be doing something on Friday, I think.
Okay.
And so we'll do something, and then Thursday I'll be cooking.
Okay, so y'all heard that, guys. She said she's waiting on somebody to romance her because she's still doing the kid thing. And that ain't cool. It's time for some real romance.
Some adult time?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I'm going to tell,
ma'am.
You know what? I'm going to go tell Santana you said that.
Tell King.
The plan.
Time is up.
What? Are you going to be busy on Valentine's Day? Can we kind of throw you under the bus a little bit, or we just need to go and move on to the next
topic?
Yeah, we're
going to move on. So, it's time for, is it time for my thoughts?
It is time
for
your thoughts.
Okay, it's time for David's thoughts.
Look how she getting jelly.
But guess what? I don't think romance is dead. I just think that the baby boomers are dying off. And so that old romance way is dying off as well. I just think that it's a new day, new things are happening. What I do think we need to do, like TJ said, we have to teach our children and grandchildren how to love and romance and be romantic. And whatever way it is, I mean, because everybody, what's romantic to one isn't necessarily romantic to another.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think at the end of the day, if we listen and we communicate with our loved ones and spouses and, you know, men and women that are in our life, if we listen to them, then we'll kind of know what's romantic to them, and we'll know what to do.
Good point.
Because a lot of the times we do share that with the individual that's in our life. It's up to them to understand what it is that we want and to act on it. Just like I try to listen to what he wants, and then that's what I do. So open up your mouth, tell your mate what it is that makes you feel special and loved. And hopefully that person will listen and bring romance back. You know, you don't have to do it all the time, but every now and then we just need to know that we still make you feel kind of, you know, and make those butterflies still get all up in that stomach area and stuff. You know, what happened to them butterfly days? You know, that's when, you know, some real romance made them butterflies start popping and stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready for the butterflies to come back. And that is JV's thoughts.
Yay, JV's thoughts. Now, I got a quick question for you, JV. When you said, you know, you listen and you try to show him, who is him?
She's still reaching. She's still reaching.
Johnny Gill.
And I wasn't even up.
Johnny Gill.
I didn't expect him
to. He didn't know that. He gave me a rose and a towel.
Oh, my God. How long ago was that, JV?
And I'm still.
Oh, my God.
Johnny. You just, I mean, John.
How long ago was that, JV?
It's been about 3 years, 4 years ago. I think he forgot about me.
He
forgot he gave me that towel.
He got married.
And
I
called it. And
that fair weather friend.
I love myself some Johnny. So, you know, you've heard what we said. What is your summation of everything? And just tell us a little bit also about your book.
I think I heard some interesting things today. One, about how millennials and the younger generations, the different generations, they express love differently. That was a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember in my marriage, we used to play games together and word with friends and different things like that, and that was kind of us. So I think you can adopt some of what we can learn a little bit from the younger generation, but we can also teach them some things too because it kind of adds that variety in our relationship when we're able to bring a little bit of the new in with the old. So I think we can find ways to kind of cross the two instead of really looking at it like they don't understand, but maybe try to understand the way they love and maybe kind of, you know, connect the two. I don't think chivalry is dead. I think we, you know, we just need to start doing a little bit more
right.
communicating. And if that's something that we want and they're not doing it, expressing that to them, they're not mind readers. I think sometimes we think they're supposed to know, but they don't. So I think that communication piece and letting them know what it is that we want, I think you made a good point with that. And then the teaching, there's so many workshops and like the event that we have coming up. That's an opportunity for us to sit down and really hear what men want and then flip it and hear what the women want.
Yeah.
It kind of bridge that communication so we can all understand what we want from one another. So I think everything that was said, I do agree with some good things and some good takeaways that you both said.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that once that right person come along, you'll be on this side
watch
of the fence as opposed to
watch
you over there
on
right now. But when that person comes, you'll get that.
I want to be sick with it. Oh, oh my God. If I get married and be like, oh, yes, I'll check with my husband. No, my husband has said, oh, I'm going to be sick with it.
But that's good.
But it's just, I'm old. I'm tired.
But it's just saying that you don't really believe that romance is dead. You're just tired because of what your experiences have been.
Hashtag I can't.
Well, let me just say this. I have a friend and someone that I know that's very dear to me, and she is 68 and has just become, you know, romantically involved.
Oh, please say it's what I think it is.
And she's just giggly, just, you know.
Really?
And she's
oh, I love that.
Fun. And so it's never too late.
It's not.
It's never too late.
Not at
and
all.
And in situations like that, like one of my family members, she is in her 70s, and she's going to get married.
Really? Love it in everyone.
Yes. So we're never going to say romance is dead.
Okay.
We're never going to say love is dead. What we're going to say is people need to start connecting more, communicating. I cannot express enough importance of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just cannot get past it. If you're not going to communicate, then you're not going to know what I need to have. And, you know, I just got to communicate with you, but I need you to receive it.
Right.
And not think that everything is always about condemning you or, you know, criticizing you. It's just about you make me happy, I make you happy, and we just going to be one happy couple.
Yep, I got you. So we are so grateful that you were able to come on into the show. We thank you. Do you have a little bit of time to do our hashtag I can and hashtag I can episode?
I sure can. I'm
kidding. Oh, my God, I'm excited. Look, we are now to the point. The show is almost over. We love to do the hashtag I can and hashtag I can't topics. So if you agree with the topic, it's hashtag I can. If you don't, it's hashtag I can, which JB's always saying hashtag I can, but I digress. So I was, because I was, you know what, you're just a horrible, horrible person.
No.
Hashtag I can for your phone and the Johnny Gill trying to reach you.
You must have heard me talk.
So our first hashtag I can and hashtag I can't topic is Alicia Keys hosted the Grammys. Hashtag I can, you go girl. She was amazing. Did you ain't see it? Nobody saw it?
I saw it.
Oh, I can't. No, no. I love her. Don't you make me sick. You see her playing both pianos? Oh, hashtag I can. I don't know what everybody is. Go ahead, Jamie. You just. Do you oppose me on purpose?
No, I didn't. Not on purpose.
She looked pretty.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but I saw clips of it, and I say hashtag I can. I think she looks beautiful. She came out with Michelle Obama. You can't. It doesn't get any better than that.
Right.
Hashtag I can.
Okay.
New co-host, TJ Woodard. Okay. I just thought you would find number two amusing, so I was hoping you would do that one.
So, guys, look, this guy here,
you would love it.
Phillips surrenders his driver's license weeks after car crash.
Can you hold the dirt? Give it up.
Really?
I thought you would love that.
Hashtag I can't.
Will you do the next one, because I know you love this one. Hashtag I can't. Give up your license.
So I think I was the one that really brought this up. The State of the Union address. I know last week I talked about it, said
you
were going to watch it, and everybody was like, can't stand him, ain't watching it. So we need to all stand together and stop investigating him. He wants you to stop it. Just stop it, Democrats. Just stop it. I mean, hashtag I can't.
See, it's certain things I know that would just get her going. So,
clean.
Hashtag I can't. What do you think? Hashtag I can't on that one?
I'm on IG.
She's a Trump lover. Okay. Get her. I can tell your address. I know she's like that.
I'm a military.
Yes. Okay, I got you. All right. So
no comment on that.
No comment. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Diddy, and more attended the Roc Nation's pre-Grammy brunch. Hashtag I can. I loved it. Oh, loved it in every way. Did you see that?
I actually didn't get to see it, but I did hear about it. And yes, a big hashtag I can for that.
Yay!
One. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just going to be sad about this next one. Do you want to read it?
It
hurt me.
Yeah, it's real hurtful. Now you go ahead.
It sucks. I love him very much, so much. So you know that Christopher St. John died. That just hurts my feelings. He may or may not have just not wanted to be here anymore. He probably didn't, but now he is being buried next to his son. Hashtag I can't. I'm just...
really sad. God, I don't know who doesn't know who he is. Because,
loved it.
Wow, mm-hmm. He's been on there for
forever.
Like,
he may or may not have played in Twar, which I may or may not have seen.
I've seen that.
Oh, good. That ain't the only one. Yes, girl. Yes. Twar. Two. I did not know the next one, JD, about Mac Miller. I didn't know he had millions when he died.
Mm.
Did not know he was that rich, so hashtag I can for that.
Yeah,
I just hope he had a will.
And I'm that rich either when I die.
Oh,
I can.
I know we misspelled it, but the hashtag I can't, I'm not even going to bother to read it. I just want to say Gucci. Hashtag I can with the blackface, but I didn't know his blackface. What I thought was a very ill-advised black sweater.
Ugly.
It was very unattractive.
So unattractive.
But I knew it was a sweater. Black.
I'm going to say I can't.
Hashtag I can't.
Hashtag
I can't. I didn't think it was blackface.
Mm-mm, nothing cute about that at all.
It was nothing cute. It's not even cute to wear. Like, who came up?
Like, why? Are you cold or what happened with that?
And most people cover their head.
That's my
folks.
Hashtag I can't.
We can't.
What did you. This is
your boy.
Your boy.
Yeah, your boy.
R. Kelly. Hurry up my answer for that one.
Stay in the news. I hear you're just touring all your whole, everything is picking up. People are downloading your music. I mean, wow. So you do something wrong and you make more money. Only in America.
I need more money because
anyway,
I do something wrong all the time.
I just want to say wow.
He sold a hot ticket for his concert in Germany. You go, Germany. Y'all must don't know. They don't know English, so they ain't heard nothing.
Oh, now the comments of J.B. Jones are not necessarily the comments of Millie in the City or T.J. Woodard.
They're not doing it in German. I mean, they don't know what's going on.
I think we're going to have a whole bunch of Russians. Because now we're streaming live. Why would you piss off the Russians?
I didn't say Russians. I said Germany.
Germany. I'm sorry. Why would you piss off Germany? Why would you do that? I didn't do it.
I'm on this side.
Germany, come on the show.
They don't know. Okay, never mind.
What's your hashtag?
Hashtag I can't. You read this one. This makes me mad. You just read it. I'm not going to read it. I'm angry.
Cardi walked away.
Nope. Read the first one.
Teen suicide is the third leading cause of death among youth 10 to 24 years of age.
Hashtag I can't.
Yeah.
Hashtag
I
can't. Let's move on because we got the guy.
I actually know a friend of mine, son committed suicide.
Oh,
he was around,
so sorry.
I think he was like in middle school or something.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I'm a part of an organization, We Fight Foundation, and I'm a contributing writer for the magazine Rally mm-hmm. Up. And a lot of our writers fall within that age range, and they've experienced mental health illness and
mm-hmm.
Suicide and depression and things like that. So it's a very real statement.
Very real.
It's very real.
And I think a lot of it, too, with the advent of social media, really made it, taken it to, a whole nother level as well.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get this for Cardi. Cardi B walked away with the top honor, becoming the first solo woman to win. In fact, she was the only female rapper nominated in the Best Rap Album category. Yay, I love her. Because she went hard on, you know, Ariana Grande was like, boo. Mm. No. She went on Twitter and lit her and everybody to pieces. She's like, I work hard, you know my N-word. And she was just so mad. She's like, I was pregnant in the studio. I didn't even get in my own bed for 4 months.
I saw it.
She was mad. But we are coming to the end of our show, so we have got to go. We do not want you to forget to advertise with Connect the City.
Yes.
Reach out to us. We are the hottest ticket in town.
Yes.
I'm really excited because they can reach us on connectthecityradio@gmail.com, or you can hit up us on hit us up on Facebook. But we really want you guys to join us February 23rd, 2019, for an evening of elegance and empowerment as we honor, because we got honored, okay, for the 2019 Inspire Awards. We were nominated, Connect the City was nominated for 3 Inspire Awards, and we are excited, and they're going to announce everybody on the 23rd. All you have to do is go to www.shaunjai.com/inspire-awards. Everybody voted for us, right?
We already know.
Winning!
I'm actually a presenter at the awards.
We have.
At this one?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of the presenters.
Yeah! Yeah. Oh, we didn't know that.
Yes.
So we have got to pay some bills real quick, JD. Let's get that done because we have our sponsors. Let's knock it out in a second.
Okay.
One.
So we only got 1 second.
No, let's get it going.
Oh, it's too late. So, guys, y'all need to. I don't think I say this correctly.
Chrysalis.
I was going to say chrysalis.
But I said so chrysalis and it was wrong. It's chrysalis.
So it's chrysalis. Okay.
2 minutes.
Great.
Less
All
than
right.
2 minutes.
So chrysalis wealth, financially secure, responsibly insure. Tax-wise, you can find out more about them at chrysalis. It's a tongue twist. I'm sorry. chrysalispaws.com or CPAWinsurance.com. Or you can call them at 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. And I apologize again because I tongue twisted that, and I apologize.
Who else is paying our bills, right?
Yeah, I have to get it right.
Okay. And that's who else. Who else you got?
Oh, you want me to do the
What
next
is your people?
Okay.
It's our people, but it's your people.
Okay, great. So we need y'all to join Not About Me Ministries every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland. And that is the Bishop Ronald Taylor. He welcomes everyone every Sunday. Great worship with us. And just come in and have a great time. It's a sermon last Sunday. Pastor Lachelle Bryant tore the house down. Music was excellent. So come on, have a great time worshiping the Almighty with Not About Me Ministry.
What
I got to do the third one too?
DCN Entertainment. That's in everything. They are just amazing.
All the hard work around here, guys. I'm doing all the work. DCN Entertainment, guys, the best for entertainment events. And anything that you're looking to do is on DC Nightlife. That is spelled DCNITELIFE.com. And guess what? We got some festivals coming up this summer. They say they got everything you want, from the funk to the wine spirits festival. You name it, DCN Entertainment has it. Look them up and make sure you get your ticket. And they are ready to show you a great time this summer.
Love it. Lunch Maybe Dinner is a special dating app for singles that is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner. www.lunchmaybedinner.com. Sign up free today. It is in your app store also. And so we have got to get out of here. We want to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Can you tell people where they can find you in your book as we head on out?
You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook, author TJ Woodard, and then the book is available on Amazon. A Queen's Guide to Dating the Christian Way.
Yay! We love it. Now, we want, not only do you to advertise with us, next week is the Entrepreneur Roll Call. If you have a business, if you wrote a book, you can come back because I like you. Not her. Entrepreneur Roll Call. We're excited. Are we the only ones that love our entrepreneurs?
You know, it's all about businesses. You know, they're the ones that keep the neighborhoods and communities going. So we want to make sure that, you know, the big businesses, they have money. But, you know, we got to make sure that our small businesses, that they keep going. So we want to make sure they all get a shout out.
We are out of here.
And real quick. What single Christian men want next, or this Saturday coming up, Saturday, February the 6th.
5 o'clock.
Get your tickets at dcnitelife.ticketspice.com/WSCMW.
Love it.
Look forward to seeing all of you. We are going to be here at 5 o'clock. Make sure you come. Have all your questions ready, and we're going to have some great dialogue.
Okay.
Yep.
We're out of here. I'm Millie in the City, your hostess with the most, and Pretty Deuces. We're out of here.
We are out of here.
All right, guys. Good night.
Growing up, parents got me a guitar. Said you could do anything, kid, you could go far. You could be the president, fireman, race cars. The sky's the limit, kid, so shoot for the stars. So I strum that guitar every day. Found the passion for music, never went away. I joined a couple bands and played a few shows. Tried to impress the girl in the front row. But soon enough, everything starts to change. As you grow up, nobody treats you the same. They try to take your future and make it real safe. You could be a doctor, accountant, or something sane. But yo, whatever happened to the sky was the limit. I fell in love with music, never thought it was a gimmick. I worked so hard on every tune and every single lyric. My whole identity depended on being artistic. Now you wanna strip that away so you feel okay? Cause if I make it to the top, what does that really say? That you shouldn't have given up, that you made the mistake. But if I fail, you feel much better about picking your lane, right? Yeah, things are gonna get better real soon. Yeah, I'ma just do me, you just do you. I swear it's gonna get better real soon. Don't let anyone tell you what you should do. I got a clear view. We're gonna make it soon. Just keep pushing through. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. What you got to lose? Got to lose. Got to lose. I won't give up. I won't back down.